Welcome to Erica's Vibe Talks podcast. My name is Erica Martin, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with good vibes, real talks, breaking free from the crowd, and authentically sharing all things life, business, love, beliefs, and most importantly, I'm obsessed with helping people better their lives and break free from the norm. If you are looking for inspiration, information, and a place where real talks are shared about how to achieve your best life, then you have come to the right spot. My goal is that you reach your highest potential while vibing high and being you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of fuel for your soul. Leave it to me to leave you with all the mindset shifts, realizations of your potential, and shortcuts I've learned along my personal journey. We are about to have a blast. Thank you for pushing play. Let's boogie. What's up, guys? I am back. I'm super excited to be on the podcast again. I have many people asking me to come back on, and I'm like, you know what? I am ready. I'm ready to start sharing again. I'm ready to start putting myself out there and, you know, just speaking from the heart and all of that fun stuff. So if you have been on my podcast, welcome back. I am going to be sharing more episodes with you all in this new season that I am in, right? I am in this transition stage of being a mom of two while I am a business owner, while I am a wife, while I am a friend, while I am a daughter, you know, all of that stuff. And so in this episode today, what the topic that I wanted to talk about was embracing change and my advice for embracing life's transitions. And I feel that if you had a kid this year or recently had a kid, or you didn't, these past couple of years after COVID have just been in intense times of change. Everybody that I speak to has gone through something in their life that has, you know, taken them along the path of a very big change in their life. And for me, not only was it COVID, but it was many things that have happened in my life since the last episode. You know, in my business, there have been many changes that have happened. In my personal life, there has been many changes that have happened as well, you know, since I transitioned to becoming a mom of two just 11 months ago. So I am living my mom life right now with a three-year-old and an 11-month-old. And you can say that it's pretty crazy to say that it is amazing. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, right? Being a mom is cool. But for the most part, it is freaking crazy. And so life has been that. It's been juggling many, 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 many things. And so the things that I want to get into today are how I am juggling that, right? A lot of times you see people on social media or you see people on TV or whatever, right? And you might think that they have their shit together. And I feel that before I had kids, I always looked at people like that. I always thought like, wow, like, look, they have kids. They have this whole family life going and they seem to really have their life together. And in all reality, speaking from my personal experience and from, you know, having friends as well that are business owners and moms or working moms and stuff like that. And it's like one thing that really stood out to me is the fact that everybody is just winging it. I always thought that everybody always had like, you know, their shit together for real and like everything perfectly planned out and everything just seemed to flow so perfectly. And it's not the truth, right? Especially when you are a mom, there are many things in your day that just come up and they're surprises. My life is filled with surprises. And I think that's one of the things that I really had to adjust and I really had to come to terms with is the fact that I no longer, as a mom, have full control of my agenda or full control of my time and the pockets of time in my day. And so I have to wing it for the most part. And so the way that I have been able to embrace change, first of all, is allowing myself to feel all of the feelings. When I first became a mom with James, I went through something that was like a mourning feeling, a mourning of my old self. And I don't want to say that I was depressed. I don't like to label myself that because I feel like once you're given a label, now you can hold that label and then you can like kind of like blame everything on that label. And I feel that when you are a brand new mom, if you are going through these feelings of just feeling, you know, sad and down and overwhelmed and filled with anxiety, I think that that is just completely normal, because it is a whole brand new world that you are now in, and a whole new transition that you have to now flow into and learn how to figure out your new life. And that takes a lot on the emotional side of things, you know? And so I went through that with James. And then when I had Jake, which is my second son, I didn't really experience that fully. I feel that I was more prepared mentally on what to expect. But what I have been experiencing these past couple of months is the feeling of overwhelm, the feeling of, wow, like, can I do this, right? Like, can I do this all again? Is it possible that I am able to continue to post on my social media, continue to give to my distributors, continue to give to my clients, continue to build my business, continue to go to the events, continue to show up, then now take care of myself and be organized and do the things that I need to do so that I can live out my dreams, you know? And it's a lot of this battle in my mind of back and forth of, can I do it all? You know, is it possible to be a mom and really have everything? You know, the dream life that you dream of, the mom life that you dream of, the wife life, you know, all of the things that, like, in your mind you can imagine it to be like this perfect picture. Is it true that you can really have all of that? And so that's, like, at the chapter that I'm in right now, you know, is that realization and just that coming to terms on what my dreams are and getting, like, you know, clear on that so that I can work from a space that I am still touching in with myself, right? And still fulfilling the things that I truly desire and that I want to be and that I want to become. But then also being realistic about what I can possibly do to get there. You know, so when I first had Jake, he's already 11 months. So in those beginning first stages, when I first had him, I had to come to terms with the fact that I didn't have enough time to do the things that I wanted to do. That the chapter in my life at that time was to take care of my babies and to really take care of myself and nurse myself back to, you know, my health. The good thing is that the type of business that I have is a business where, you know, I'm on social media. I also have my husband that is my business partner as well. And so he would piggyback a lot of the tasks that needed to be done so that my business could continue to flow. But me personally, I had to come to grips with what is my time, right? Like, how much time can I invest into the things that I want and the things that I need to do to be able to advance in my life? And so I came to terms with the fact that I was in a chapter where I cannot, you know, and I'm not going to be 100% because I'm not 100%. And I'm in a different chapter of my life, and the time is going to come when things start to get normalized again and things start to get a little bit easier and things start to get, you know, back into, like, a flow and a rhythm. And so I allowed myself to feel that and to be in that position in my life. And so the changes that I was experiencing were not this feeling of overwhelm so much like the first time. So when the second time came around, I allowed myself that. And so now I'm in the stage where he is 11 months and, you know, he's sleeping for the most part through the night. He already has pretty much his little, like, routine going. And James is getting as easier, I guess you can say, because now we communicate, he listens, he understands. And for the most part, the chapter that I am transitioning into right now in motherhood is allowing me now to continue to focus on the things that I know are good for me. And for me, I have always known that taking care of myself has always been a top priority. And by taking care of myself, I mean, like, allowing myself the time to read books and to learn new skills and to really just develop my mindset to be strong and to understand more about myself and about life. And I feel that for a long time, I fell off of that. And I fell off of really personally taking care of myself. And so that started to lack in my social media game, in my podcast. As you can see, they've been off of my podcast now for years, because the simple fact of even thinking about having to think of something to talk about and give of myself to others was so overwhelming to me, because I needed people to give to me. I was not in a stage of my life where I was even remotely even working on myself enough for me to be able to be in a position to give you advice. And I feel that that's always been a space that I've always worked from, is like, I cannot fake it. I'm definitely not the person that can try to fake the funk. It's very hard for me to do that. Although I show up every single day on social media and in my business, I show up in different ways. I either show up with just like a hello, I'm here, or when the days that I am feeling empowered and I am feeling good from a space where I can give, I give. But I don't just do it because I have to, because it never comes out good when I do it that way. And so for me, it's just super important that I am truly working on myself in, you know, the behind the scenes and doing the things that fill me up and that really give me that sense of I got my shit together. I'm on the right path. I'm doing stuff for myself. I'm focused and I feel clear in my mindset. And so one of the things that this year I made a promise to myself so that I can push myself to get back in my zone, in my flow, in my on track, I guess you can say, on the path where I am really fulfilling my desires and my dreams and who I want to be as a person outside of being a mom, right? Because my motherhood role is never going to turn off, but neither is who I am, right? And I do have the right to still continue to pursue who I want to be and pursue the things that I want to become and the things that I want. And so one of the things is going back to really being consistent with my agenda. So we are on the last day of the month of January. And so this whole month has been just trying to get focused and reorganized on my flow, right? Like the things that I know I need so that I can stay consistent. For me, consistency is like the ultimate self-love act that you can give to yourself, right? It's being consistent to your word, being consistent to the things that you want and the things that you are working towards, right? So the actions, being consistent with that is going to give you the most confidence that you can ever get. Like no surgery on your body, no physical transformation, nothing can give you what being consistent and staying true to your word can give you. And I know that because before I had Jake, I was already working on that path after I had already transitioned to being a mom already with James for, you know, almost 3 years. I was already back on my rhythm and back on my flow of taking care of me and organizing myself and feeling like, okay, I got my shit together. I know what I'm doing tomorrow. I know where I'm going next week. I know everything is good. And whenever there are surprises because of motherhood and because of things that, you know, come up, I know that I can always fall back on the fact that I am at least being the best that I can with staying organized so that I know where I'm going. And it's the best life hack and tip is to have an agenda. And so I have two agendas actually right now. I have one that I physically write with a pen because I'm still old school and I like to like scratch things off. And, you know, in that agenda, I'm writing the things that I need to get to, right? The things that are like my top high priorities. And then I have an agenda that is on my phone. And that agenda is for like time stuff. So for example, if I have to get on a business call, if I have to jump on a meeting, if I have to do something with a time frame to it, I am putting it on my virtual Google agenda because on there is where I'm going to get alerts on my actual phone and I'm going to be able to see what needs to be done even if I am out and about, right? So that's kind of like the flow that I have going on right now. Now I have another flow as well, or another thing that I actually just worked on today. And that one is staying consistent with keeping track of who my new clients are for the month, who my new distributors are for the month. This is all business related stuff, by the way. And then also who I have introduced my business opportunity to. And so I have that on a virtual Google Sheets as well. And on there, I have everything listed and I have a checklist of all the things that I have walked them through so that when I get a new client, I know that I am properly giving them the service that they deserve. And then when I'm also getting a brand new distributor on my team, I'm walking them through everything that they also need to get set up for their business. And then I'm also seeing who I have presented the business opportunity to, so that then I can follow up with them and see how everything is going. And so that gives me that peace of mind of I know exactly what I'm doing when it comes to building my business. Now, another, actually, I just forgot about this, but there's another calendar that I have as well. And this calendar is actually the calendar where I am staying organized, and I'm working on this because this is a new thing for me, but it's where I am staying organized with my content. And so because I use social media to build my business and to put myself out there and to connect with my community, there is, you know, work that needs to be done to be able to build this social media platform. And with the work comes content that needs to be created. And because there's content that needs to be created, there has to be some sort of structure to it. There needs to be a plan behind what is going to be posted so that I don't just post anything or I just go days without posting. And so I have an app that is called Trello. And that one is where I am putting all of my content pieces in the week so that when the day comes, I know exactly what it is that I am posting. And so my goal also is to be able to use one day out of the week, which is today, I chose Wednesdays, where I am going to be batching up all of my content and making sure that I at least have some stuff already ready to go so that when Thursday comes around and Friday and the weekend, I am not scrambling to post something and then I'm just not posting anything, or I'm posting something that doesn't really have value. And so I'm giving you kind of like the behind the scenes of what I'm doing when it comes to organizing myself and my business flow and the things that I want to do, you know, with my life. And I feel that the more that I do this and the more that I am organized and, you know, in that direction, the happier I am as well. Because let me tell you, there have been many, 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 many days that I just feel down. You know, I feel like I am not going anywhere. I feel so blah. And it's truly because I have no idea what I'm doing with my day. And I think that if you wake up in your day, whether you are a business owner or not, right? Maybe you're just a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you are just somebody that, you know, is a working mom. You don't have a business, but you go to work. You know, if you don't know what you are doing in the day, your day kind of feels like lost. Like, you know, it just kind of, whatever happens, happens. And then you don't really feel any sort of feeling of progress. And for a human to be truly happy, there has to be some form of progress happening in their life. That is how you can prevent yourself from falling into depression and anxiety, is when you are being organized and when you actually have intention with your day and what you are doing with it. Many people don't know this and they fall into depression a lot. But if you were to look at what they actually do with their day and how they structure their actual day and what their routine is, you'll see that they don't have a routine, that they don't know what they're going to do that day, that they're living on like robotic, that maybe they're just waking up in the morning and just going to work and then just coming home and kind of robotically moving about their day. And then they're feeling unfulfilled. They're feeling depressed. They're feeling just blah, because that's not how we're supposed to be living, right? We're supposed to be progressing in our life. We're supposed to want to, you know, pursue our dreams and do things that fulfill us. It's not supposed to be that you're just letting every single day go by wasted. And so these are things that I have to constantly be reminding myself of when I am falling off of my staying organized and focused. It's super important because this is what allows those negative thoughts to creep in and that low vibration and then just like that blah energy. that I do not like to be in. And so it happens to every single person, and it doesn't only happen to you. It happens even to the strongest people. But the strongest people, I feel, are the ones that are the most self-aware of that. And they're able to realize it the quickest, and then they're able to get themselves out of it and get back on the path, right? And so if there's a lot of changes that are happening in your life and you're feeling just extreme overwhelm, it's important that you allow yourself some time to just sit down, breathe, relax, pray, if that's something that you do on the regular, and just like ask internally for the next step, like ask for help. You know, like I personally am like, God, please help me. Like I'm looking for clarity. I am looking for just some guidance. Like, please wrap your light around me and help me with the next step. Like, what do I have to do next? What should I do next? Right? I need your help because I feel so overwhelmed. I feel like all of these changes are just accumulating on me and I don't know what to do. And so I surrender. I surrender entirely to try to figure it out. And I get then like just this little like mental clarity inside of me. And then I act upon it. I act upon that feeling quickly. If inside I got this internal feeling of like, all right, like start to wake up earlier, right? Do not wake up late again. Wake up early. Like I am listening to that. If I'm getting the feeling of like, all right, now, you know, start to get your agendas out. Start to just practice. Start to do things that you know you should be doing. Just do them. You know, I start to get like these little signs and these little feelings of like what it is that I should do next. And everybody has a different thing that they need to be doing in their life. Right? Like what I am sharing with you is what personally I am doing, but you have a different purpose and a different path that you are supposed to be on. And if you are far from that path, you're going to feel off, right? You're going to feel like something is just not flowing correctly, like you are not on top of your game. And so you do have the opportunity to get still with yourself and, you know, pray and ask for that guidance so that you know what the next step will be. And I feel that in this year, in 2024, especially, everybody needs to be living on their path, right? On the path that is getting them closest to the best version of themselves, because there really is no point to continue to live on this planet if you are not being fulfilled with the things that you deeply inside of you want to do with your life, right? It's a waste of time. Like, we're all going to meet the end of the road. And I believe that if we are not aware and awake enough to realize if we are actually on the path of living the life that we truly want, then what is the point, right? Everybody has the power to do whatever it is that they want, and the changes are going to come and we need to embrace them. If you are in a chapter right now in your life that is difficult, it is there for a reason. I feel that every difficult chapter that I personally have gone through have been the best chapters of my life, because when things were going good, there was no reason for me to slow down. There was no reason for me to now stop and surrender and pray and beg God for the next step, right? It's just, it's part of a life and everybody goes through it. And I feel that the faster you realize that, the faster you can stop avoiding it or stop praying for just more problems to not come your way, right? Like the problems are coming for a reason, for us to learn, for us to grow, for us to get better, for us to pivot. And it's important that they come, but it's also important that you understand that they're not going to stop coming. And if we're not taking care of ourselves mentally and really just staying focused on the path that we want to be on so that we can live a happy, fulfilled life, we're going to lose it. It's not going to be, you know, good for us. So it's important that we understand that and that we work on ourselves and that we are really just in a community that is going to allow us to understand that and to feel seen, to feel connected, to feel empowered, and to realize that, you know, we're all going through life together and life is beautiful. I don't ever want to lose sight of that, right? So many things can be happening in the world that are not good, that are, you know, very negative, and you know, I'm not here to be naive either, but in my life, I always want to live it in a way that I see the beauty of things, that I'm able to go outside and you know, see how beautiful the sky is and the plants and the dragonflies and the butterflies and all of that stuff that's in front of me. Because if I focus on the negative, a lot is going to show up in my face. And I feel that that's the easiest path to go on, is to focus on all the things that are not going right and all of the negativity. But there's so much more that we can get if we focus on the things that are beautiful and the things that are going good in our life and the positives of the things that are happening in our life and the lessons that we are being able to learn and the wisdom that we are gaining. And so that is basically what I wanted to share on this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions about anything, you guys know where to reach me at Epic Fit Couple on Instagram. And I'm really excited and looking forward to this brand new year and bringing you lots of episodes this season. So stay tuned. Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the vibes rolling your way. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, come and enjoy as I take you along my everyday life by following at Epic Fit Couple, or visit my website at epicfitcouple.com. Love you guys. Thanks for allowing me to share more with you, and I can't wait to connect with you in my next episodes.